Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We're coming to you from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans Studios in New York. Rocket Mortgage is with you every step of the way to provide a seamless mortgage experience. Our toll-free line, 855-212-4CBS, brought to you by Geico. You can save a bunch of money if you just go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes you can save 15% or more on car insurance. College football starts Saturday. What are you waiting for? Sign up for PharrellOnTheBench.com. You get my college and pro plays all season long. Money line spreads, you name it. Every game, every play, every day. Baseball through the World Series, boxing and MMA, all the big fights. PharrellOnTheBench.com. Sign up today. The best picks, the best price. PharrellOnTheBench.com. Hide the money from your wife. So we were talking to Jim McBride about the Patriots. I saw Tom wear a pretty nice hat after the game at his press conference.
That's one of the things that he does really well, is that he's so good with fashion. And he just, you know, anything that he wears is just...
It becomes an immediate hot seller.
Immediate.
So tell me about your golf day. And not only that, so you played golf for the first time all summer. You had a caddy, which was probably pretty nice.
Nikki
the caddy. And then you had, you showered, had a cold freshie, and then you had to drive through a monsoon.
Yeah, I mean, that would have happened anyway. That's par for the course. That's coming into this place.
Normal.
You know, it's just nonstop. But everybody stops driving when it starts raining like that.
It's like snow.
So to go 3 miles in New York City, get across town, it's in a monsoon like that, it takes 45 minutes to go 3 miles. So it's just... It's awful.
It was a nightmare.
It was a good day. It was hot out today, obviously. You know, the one day all year.
Tomorrow's supposed to be like 72 or 73.
This weekend's supposed to be just awesome.
Chilly.
Yeah. That's good. I love the fall. Fall's that's my zone.
So that's it? Like, at the end of summer? Is the end of summer next week or this week?
Well, I guess
Labor
Day weekend would be the, you know, that Tuesday is the end of summer. Monday, Tuesday, Labor Day weekend.
Oh, is there? Oh, so...
Once Labor Day comes, that's it. Summer's over. Go away. Take the hot weather with you.
Boom.
Done.
But do you prefer hot weather or cold weather?
No, I want my favorite is late September through late November, the fall. Give me that.
It is the best.
Give me 45 to 65, right in that range. That's where I'm all in.
That's ideal.
That is ideal. I'm all in.
There is nothing better than a Saturday when it's 62 degrees and sunny and the leaves are falling.
It's great. Nothing like it.
And you can smell people, like, you know, burning, you know, leaves and stuff. Is that not the best smell in the world?
Love the fall.
I love it, too. I love nothing else about this place with the weather. It's just horrific.
Other places to live.
There are other places to live. There's only one place to live, San Diego.
Call this the world's greatest city. I mean, the greatest city in the world, right?
Yeah, whatever. It's not better than San Diego.
Well, it's about the only place that you probably name right now where there isn't some stuff going on. Everyone talks about how terrible it is here, but, I mean, you got stuff elsewhere. You got, you know, the wildfires and earthquakes through most of California, except for San Diego. You got the hurricanes that hit Miami. You got, like, the floods going in the middle of the country. It's everywhere, this crappy, ridiculous, insane weather.
Is that right?
Yeah.
So,
like 20 feet of snow up if you go up into New England.
You mean right now?
No, not right now. I'm saying,
you mean, like,
in
the winter?
At some point during the year, you get some insane, ridiculous weather everywhere. Except San Diego.
Except San Diego. Because they don't have any bad weather.
By the way, Dodgers just walked off.
I knew the Dodgers
down, 2-0. They came back and walked off in the bottom of the ninth.
3-2, they won it.
Yep.
Michael Moore, isn't this guy? You remember this guy? He's the guy that makes the movies, right? The political
movie. The one for the bullying from Columbine and all those, yeah.
Right, he's still, like, selling his propaganda. He's still doing the politics thing. I see him on TV right now with, like, Seth Meyers or something, and he's just, I'm like, that guy's still going at it?
Somehow.
I didn't even know. Like, I just saw him on TV. I'm like, that guy's still around? He's still screaming about the politics. He's very political, right? Very, he gets all lit up. So I saw this. Did you see this thing on CBS or whatever, wherever it was? Danny Cannell said something about Marino would throw 6,000 yards. I'm not joking. He might throw 60 touchdowns if he played in this era. So here we go again with another. Do you think this guy would play well now like he did then? Like, of course the guy was great then. He'll be great now. Doesn't matter when it happened.
Just don't see the need for this stuff. Like, he's a great player. End of story. Why does it have to be? All these guys played in different eras. It's so hard to compare.
To compare them.
And just not even just quarterbacks, but everything. But since we're talking about quarterbacks, we'll go there. Comparing quarterbacks that played in the 70s with quarterbacks who played in the 80s or the 90s.
It's a waste
now,
of time.
The game changes and has changed so much throughout the years. Come on. I mean, I get what he's saying there. In today's game, you can't touch these guys. You can't touch them. There's so many rules now that enhance the passing game. Sure, Marino probably would have sat back there and picked everybody apart. Okay. I mean, I'm sure we could find a bunch of guys.
Did you see tonight
there in that time that would do the same thing?
Did you see tonight when they walked Cam Newton off the field, how big he is? You don't realize how big he is until he's standing next to these like trainers and coaches.
Yeah, he's a big dude.
He's a monster. I mean, he is huge. What about this guy that put a Brown Super Bowl champion tattoo on his leg? Yeah, how stupid do you got to be at some point?
Every year you've got somebody who does this with one of these teams, right? I mean, you've seen this. This is actually starting to get really stale. Like, isn't it?
The guy that does the tattoo
with the Super Bowl. This guy didn't reinvent the wheel here. This guy that thing you bring out.
He thinks he's breaking new ground.
He's not the first guy to do it, okay? Every fan base has people that do this. I've seen Bills guys do it. I've seen Seahawks, everything. There's always people in every fan base that at the beginning of the year go and get these tattoos, and you watch how they make that block lettering underneath the logo very specific so that way they can black it out afterwards when they don't win the Super Bowl. So they leave themselves a door wide open so that they can get rid of that thing when it doesn't happen. But it's fun for pictures here in August. But he ain't the first guy, and he won't be the last to get a tattoo saying he thinks his team's going to win the Super Bowl.
Do you think that Baker Mayfield is the new villain of the NFL?
I guess he's working his way towards it, right?
Do you think people don't like him?
I think that it could be getting there. I still like the guy. I do. I mean, what's he really done? He likes to speak his mind. He wants you to know that he thinks he's better than everybody else. Is there really a problem with that? I don't think so.
So did you see this? I sent you the story about the 10 worst alleged teams in the NFL this year. These are teams that are automatically...
This is done by their charts and graphs. These are the 10 teams that have the least percentage of making the playoffs by computers that know more than everybody else.
Right. The football power index says here that from people that know more than us, that the Broncos, Lions, Bills, Raiders, Redskins, Giants, Bucks, Bengals, Dolphins, and Cardinals are the worst 10 teams in the NFL, guaranteed. They have absolutely no chance whatsoever to succeed. Mavi, are you excited that your team is not on that list?
Very excited. I'm very used to my team being down there. I mean, but when you pay as much as they did to bring in guys like Mosley and Bell, you better not be on that list. You know, if you make those kind of moves in the offseason and you're still on the worst 10 teams in the league, then you should just fire the whole staff right now because they don't know what they're doing.
So Carver High is very upset with the constant bashing of his team, the Buffalo Bills, that they're not going to be good. He's had enough. He's just had enough of it. All these geniuses.
I've been used to it my whole life, so I'm going to be fine with it.
Same thing every year.
A lot of people are going to look silly this year.
They always doubt your Bills.
That's okay. What have they done really in the last 20 years to make people not doubt them?
Says here the Raiders are going to suck, and but they have Antonio Brown and Derek Carr. How could they suck?
How could they?
I mean, it's automatic. John Gruden, it's automatic. They're going to, you know, go to the playoffs.
Not only that, you know, listen to Gruden. Look how good they've looked in these three preseason games.
Didn't people say they're going to, I heard today, they're going to hang with the Chargers in the West.
Get serious. Gruden was all pumped up tonight, by the way, for going 3-0 in the preseason.
Was he?
All pumped up. Winning a game on an 80-yard field.
Wait, what did he say?
Not just he was all, you know, doing all his, throwing the arms in the air. He was all excited, you know, when they won that game tonight.
Did you see the post-game presser or something?
I didn't. I just, from reports, people on the ground, put that out there.
People on the ground at the event.
At that disgraceful event where they played on an 80-yard field because of holes in the ground from CFL.
Can you imagine?
I mean, just seriously.
Come play in our
this
stadium.
This is the National Football League.
There's holes.
They're playing games.
There's holes in the field.
Seriously, what did they gain tonight by going up to the igloo up there in Winnipeg? Why do they need to go up to the igloo and play a game up there? Why? What was the what's the hook?
Because people love Forellipeg.
Great
you know,
town, fine, but why does the NFL need to play a game there?
Listen, I'm watching Daniel Jones just throwing strikes out here.
Danny Dimes?
Danny Dimes throwing back shoulder strikes, son.
There's a great picture that I just saw. One of the Giant guys who covers the Giants tweeted it out.
Right.
So there's all these people, all these reporters and everything are swarming Daniel Jones in the locker room after the game tonight.
Right.
Got to be 15, 20 reporters all
swarming,
you know, circled around Daniel Jones. And next to Daniel Jones, sitting in his locker,
Eli,
putting his shoes on, but nobody talking to him, is Eli. It's a great picture. It really is.
Really?
Eli sitting there putting his shoes on. All the reporters are huddled around Daniel Jones right next to him.
Because Eli's old news.
He is.
He's done. It's over.
And they...
His days are so numbered.
If you were Eli or John Mara or Pat Shermer...
What would you do if it was you were his wife watching this happen to him?
You know what? They got plenty of money.
Yeah, oh, believe me. They're not short on cash.
They got plenty of money. So she's going to be fine. But
fine, don't worry about
but,
her.
But
do you think she's bumming out for her boy?
If you're Eli or John Mara, I'm not even going to put Shermer in there because I think that Shermer wants to play Daniel Jones.
Right.
And he's being told that he can't.
By right Mara.
I think that Mara and Eli were kind of hoping that one of these weeks here in the preseason,
he would stumble.
Jones would have a tough one and that would kind of lessen the talk a little bit.
But it's increased.
It hasn't happened, and he's played well now all three games, and we're still not going to go crazy here and say this guy's, you know, the steal of the draft. We're not ready to go there, but every week it's 11 for 13 for 160 yards and a touchdown, and it's like, if that happens again next week, and then you got four performances like that in the preseason, they're going to be screaming for him. You know this town. You know how they work around here. They're going to be screaming for the kid.
Oh, yeah.
Well, forget next week. They're going to be screaming for him tomorrow because Eli started that game. It didn't look good. I mean, next week, you're not going to count next week. Next week, he's playing against scrubs. No one's going to look at whatever. You know, he can go 20 of 20
playing against
before
scrubs
touchdowns, and you're going to say, you know, no one's going to say, like, really put that much stock into next week's game. But when Eli came in to begin this game, didn't look good, and they put Daniel Jones in there pretty early on, and he does exactly what he's been doing. For the next 2 weeks, people are going to be saying that.
I see your boy, Josh McCown. Looks like, did he play tonight?
He played, yeah, a lot. I mean, he had to. They have no other
right
quarterbacks.
How did he do? Not well.
Threw two touchdowns.
Oh, did he?
I believe he did from what I saw. That game actually, if you bet that game, it did not. The ticket gets refunded. They did not finish, go 55 minutes. They called it early in the fourth quarter because of the weather. They did not go back out and finish the game.
Oh, really?
Count was 17 of 24 for 192 yards and two touchdowns.
So the game never got finished. So you're saying everybody's tickets didn't count?
It only went 48 minutes. And I believe on those tickets, like in Vegas and everywhere, it says, you know, game must go 55 minutes for it to be action. So if you bet the preseason Eagle-Raven game tonight, sorry.
You get your money back, though.
No good. You get your money back, but...
You can't cash that
Raven. What was that final? What was the final of the game?
26-15.
So if you had an Eagle ticket, you probably aren't happy, right? Were the Eagles winning or who was winning?
Baltimore, no, the Ravens
okay,
won.
So if you had a Raven ticket, you probably weren't happy.
You're not happy. But all they do is win, the Ravens. But everybody says they suck.
If you had an Eagle ticket, you were thrilled.
Thrilled that you didn't have to lose money. 855-212-4CBS.
You're listening to Pharrell on the Bench.
So I was talking about Jared Stidham tonight with Jim McBride of the Boston Globe, and they love him, right? The Patriots just love this guy. He was like 133rd player taken in the draft, right, late in the fourth round. He has looked really good for them, like, in the preseason. You know that? Like, really. Daniel Jones of the Giants and that guy Stidham have been lighting it up. There's no questions asked. And I have a list here of every single rookie and how they're doing. You know who's getting rave reviews, Carver High?
Who's that?
Boy, Ed Oliver.
He is getting rave reviews.
Despite being smallish at 6'2", 287, they're saying he's so fast and strong, it doesn't matter how big he is.
He's a big dude. He is a big dude. I know that they say he's small for the position he's going to play, but he's a big dude.
They're saying they just love him. And Devin Bush is a guy the Steelers love. I've been hearing about that. Dexter Lawrence has been getting nice reviews for the Giants, the defensive tackle. He's huge. He's another one. Josh Jacobs, the Raiders running back, has been getting rave reviews. And
they really went deep in that, too. I mean, they got all seven rounds, each player.
Every player.
Deep dive into the draft.
I mean, they just...
After two and a half preseason weeks.
It really was, I mean, pretty thorough. Yeah, I mean, I just went through a few of them, but I the ones that I saw that I liked, like, I was looking at, like, Stidham and a few other players, like, how they're doing, how the, you know, reviews are coming in.
Your boy Cleveland Farrell.
How's he getting? Is he getting a nice little?
Let me check the scouting report and see how it's going for him.
I have it right here. They wondered if he was mean enough. He's shown steady improvement, and save for two illegal hands to the face penalties he racked up in the same series against Arizona. He almost chased Kyler Murray down on that boot. The guy can run. He did a good job. A couple of times he got his hands too high. That stuff's easy to clean up. What do I care if a guy's nasty with his hands, illegal use of hands to the face, slap a guy in the head? That's old school stuff, right? I want to know, how's this Hawkinson tight end doing with the Lions? We'll find out tomorrow night, won't we, when the Bills play him? That one's on CBS?
Yep, nationally televised.
It's fantastic. Is there any tsunamis blowing through the area that'll keep us from watching the Bills game tomorrow night?
I'm sure anything's possible.
Anyway, going back to here's a guy talking about the Lions. He's excited about the game tomorrow night. Tim in Ontario, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hi, how you doing?
What's going on, Tim?
Hey, good. I just have actually, can you pour me a Keystone Light?
I don't even know if we have that crappy beer on tap.
No, it's not too crappy. But I just have a question about Matthew Stafford. What do you think he's going to do this year?
Well, I think that he's certainly had his fair share of stress and off-field problems. And, you know, his wife and everything, she was sick, is sick. I don't know the whole detail behind that. But I know he's been certainly distracted. I think that all started last year, right? And I thought it affected his play for sure. And it really is unbelievable, his career, when you think about it. Watching him play in Detroit, right? I think he's been a pretty solid quarterback, right? I think he's got a nice game to him. There's no denying that the guy can play. I think he's been a pretty good quarterback for the Lions. The problem is that they suck so bad, right? So he's just up against it. Like, how do you succeed ever at the end of the day when you really aren't surrounded by anything that special in terms of talent, right? I mean, they have been so average, it's not even funny. Am I wrong? So, like, he's just, like, out there doing it himself. He, you know, when he had Megatron, right, that was a different story. Since then, he's been living on, what, Golden Tate and people like this. Wasn't he there? I mean, he's had to deal with everybody's cast-offs. I think it's a disadvantage for him actually playing there. I think the guy would be even better if he played on a better team. You know what I mean? Like, to me, it's like he has to do it all himself. You know, and it's just too much pressure. And then it catches up with you. If you don't have a bunch of talent around you, good luck. You'd be running for your life. You know, they talk about, like, tonight they were talking about Cam Newton, all his injuries. The reality is, like, the amount of games he's missed is you know, few. He hasn't missed a lot of games with injuries. Just, he's had injuries. He's missed two games here, a game there, a game here, ribs, a game here, a game there. Now he hurts his foot tonight. The reality is, though, I mean, if a guy misses two, three, four, five, six games over 3 years, whatever it is, that's nothing. You know, at the end of the day, that's nothing. It's funny to me how people actually derive from this league that you could actually play in the NFL and walk away uninjured. You know what I mean? Like, every single week when you go out there, you could be decapitated. It is so violent. Why do you think I call it pain day? I mean, the injuries are the biggest story of the season every year. You can talk all you want about instant replay, pass interference, coaches on hot seat, teams not making the playoffs, teams slumping, media, blame the media. You get everything in the NFL. But the reality of it is that the league is run on, I think, two things, injuries and gambling. Am I wrong? I mean, honestly. You wait for those injury reports to gamble, and then all you do every Sunday is gamble, and then every Monday you find out who's not playing the next week because they're injured, right? The whole week is waiting to see who's not going to play because the injuries are such a huge factor in the league. I mean, it is enormous. Trust me, that guy tonight, Cam Newton's foot, is going to be – they're going to be talking about that all day tomorrow. I mean, all day, like the guy's foot, you think it fell off. You'll think it fell off by the time they're done with it. They'll overanalyze every single injury because injuries make the NFL go around. That's it. I've been telling you people for years that, you know, training camp is meant for injuries. That's all it is. It's just a month of injuries. And then you find out who makes the team, and then they go start playing week to week, and then all it is injuries and scandal. You know, it's always controversy. Who's getting fired? It's everything, but, you know, the reality of it is betting and injuries, they make the world go around in the NFL. That's all it is. It's all about that. And then, you know, they'll start the same thing they do every year. Who's going to go undefeated? They do it every year. A team will be 8 or 9 and 0, and they'll start talking about who's going undefeated. And then the media runs with that for, five more weeks until they lose. And then they're like, oh, the 72 Dolphins can pop the champagne corks again. They do the same thing every year. It's like automatic. It's like Halloween. You know it's coming.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
You're listening to Pharrell on the Bench.
So 855-212-4CBS. Carver, what do you got on Carly Lloyd? I told you after she was booting dead straight 55-yard field goals like they were nothing, like candy. She said what?
Well, of course, we saw the video the other day like you were just talking about, and this was an SI. Just came out a little while ago. She told SI that she definitely got some inquiries and that anything is possible when asked about interest from NFL teams following the impressive 55-yard field goal, of course, at Eagles practice the other day, right? Is that where she was at the Eagles practice?
Yes.
So she definitely got some inquiries, quote, unquote.
Do you think, and I'm just going to say it, would Roger Goodell let it happen?
I mean, how could you?
How could you stop it?
Right.
But I think it would be the greatest thing ever if that chick was on a team kicking field goals. Because she can kick better than most of them. I mean, this girl can absolutely blast. And you got to remember, she kicks soccer balls for a living, right? She doesn't even kick footballs. They stuck a football in front of her, and she booted it 60 yards. I mean, are you kidding? I'll take her tomorrow. I mean, you know who needs to sign her immediately is Nagy.
Well, that was That's exactly.
She can't kick in Chicago though, in that wind and cold. Actually, she'd run for her life in Chicago.
Somebody photoshopped a bear jersey on her here with picture of her with a bear jersey. On.
I figured. Where else do they have kicking problems?
Who other than like the really good ones
doesn't have a kicking
problem? Unless you have Tucker in Baltimore or Gostkowski. You know, there's only a couple guys.
Didn't the Steelers have like Boswell for a while and he was really good and then he hit a wall?
And then all of a sudden they're no good anymore.
Once they miss a couple, they get the yips. Do you remember, like, is there anything worse than seeing a guy with...
Vinatieri obviously has been around forever.
He's good. He's still good. But right. His leg's going to...
He doesn't have the distance anymore.
Right, his leg's going to go.
Accuracy is still there.
He's still really good. But he can kick, like, anything from inside 50. Forget it. Tucker, is Tucker the best?
Yeah, I think so.
Didn't you see, like, Martin Gramatica? He's, like, all trainer. Does she look like she needs training? What training does she need?
I don't think she needs any.
Thanks, Marty.
Now, look, obviously,
thanks, Marty.
Obviously, if something like this was going to happen, she would have to work at it a little bit more. I know that she did that in practice the other day.
Right.
Nobody in front of her. You know, you got to have a couple reps.
Got to kick it over the line.
Guys running at you to block it. You know, things like that. There's a lot of other things that factor into kicking field goals in the NFL, you know, pressure situations too.
Do you think she could do it? Do you think she'd do well, or do you think she'd fail?
Pressure situations shouldn't be a problem for her, considering that she's played for the U.S. Women's National Team forever, and
she's won multiple
World Cups. I think that she's been on a stage, and she's international stage.
Has everyone gotten over their World Cup win already? Not really. Have they gotten over it because they didn't get their money they wanted? Did they?
Not yet.
Wasn't that the whole deal? It was about the money. They wanted the money.
I saw a couple of them were doing the rounds on TV last week. Still,
no one cares. I love the women's team. I do. I think they're better than the men. But
it's only every 4 years, and everybody cares.
No one cares. Here's a story for you. Urban Meyer, once again. You remember, here's the guy that always says his health is of utmost concern and spending time with his family. He's now working for Fox Sports Studio Show for college football and the Big Ten Network. I mean, you think he's got enough? And he's opening a new restaurant, and he's teaching a class at Ohio State. But just as long as he's working every single week on Fox Sports Studio Show and doing Big Ten Network. Now, you know why he's doing Fox Sports Studio Show out in L.A., don't you? Because Carver High's right. He's going to be the next USC coach. He's just there for meetings. He's going to do the Fox Sports for just one season while he's negotiating to take Todd Helton's job. Right? I mean, that's the deal. And the Big Ten Network, nothing like having that fascist in there rooting for Ohio State on the Big Ten Network every day. He had a rough time in Columbus, 83-9. I mean, this guy, that guy Ryan Day, honestly, the day he's 83-9, I mean, it's never going to happen. That guy, I want to see what that guy does in 92 games, okay? We'll give him 92 games at Ohio State. We'll see how he does. He won't even be close to 83 wins. Even with all their fabulous recruits and powerhouse program, he couldn't win 83 if it smacked him in the face. And why do I say that? Because that's that. I'm telling you, you don't replace that guy or legends. It just never happens. Right? It's like, what, one in a million? You replace a legend and good things happen? I think he's going to win at Ohio State. He's just not going to win like that. Major League Baseball is back in New York City with its Food Fest, September 21st and 22nd. Fans can get a taste of food from all 30 teams for $35, Carver High. With three beers, the ticket is $50. You can have any number of exciting options like the pulled pork pierogi hoagie from the Pirates. Or how about the jerk chicken, black bean, white rice, zucchini, onion, carrot, pineapple, cilantro, jalapeno pepper, cha-cha bowl from the San Francisco Giants. Or I love the Padres. I had one of these, the mahi tacos. Fish tacos out there are fantastic.
Yeah, you loaded up on those?
Automatics, man. The Cardinals' four-hand taco nachos. What have four hands been on before you eat them? How about the Philly cheesesteak? That's a common one. The bases loaded dog. Have you ever had that out at Citi Field, Mafia? The bases loaded dog? Carver, you like chicken and bubble waffle. Didn't you, where was I eating with you and you always ate the chicken waffle?
I got that at the grill there at the MGM Grand.
Oh.
The breakfast spot there.
What about the fat rooster, the Indians, the fat rooster, the spicy chicken breast?
Sure.
Bring it on.
I'd like to go to that.
Have you had the Yankee shrimp po' boy out at the stadium?
I have not, no.
So you're thinking about going to the food fest?
I'd love to, but I don't think I can.
Why not?
What'd you say the date was?
September 21st and 22nd.
Yeah, I'm not going to be able to make that happen.
Why? What do you have on that weekend?
Well, I mean, we're going away the following weekend.
So you can't be going out partying the week before.
Yeah, that's...
Jim Harbaugh thinks everyone cheats. I love it. What'd you think of the guy getting denied into the Astros clubhouse because Justin Verlander is such a diva? He doesn't want to talk to some guy that he didn't like when he was in Detroit several years ago. The guy only covered him from 2015 to 2017, the last 3 years he was there.
I still would like more like clarification. Like, what'd this guy do to him that he's so upset about it? And like you
unethical
say,
behavior in the past.
Get serious.
What's
and all
unethical?
You have to do is, there's a ton of reporters there, okay? Just let the guy stand there. If he asks you a question, just move on to somebody else. Ignore him.
Right.
Why cause the big scene?
Why have this
why
whole
have
drama?
The big thing with the three guys. You should have seen the picture. They had three guys standing at the front of the clubhouse door, like waiting for the guy to show up so they could shake him down and make sure that he didn't go in. Honestly.
Here, MSG saw a 6.5% subscriber drop last quarter, Carver High, leading to their biggest stock plunge ever. Do you think that affected James Dolan's behavior?
Not an inch.
It says here that the Cubs bullpen could be a strength down the stretch. You mean like that bullpen in that 12-11 game last night? Are you kidding? So do you think that Kimbrel will do the job for the Cubs? Do you think the Cubs look like a quality playoff team again?
I don't think that Kimbrel's right yet. He obviously missed the first, whatever it was, three and a half months of the season. I don't think he's quite there yet.
So
they need him to be.
Last night when we were in here late night, when was that game, the USA FIBA game? It was like a scrimmage with Australia. They
yeah,
beat
remember Popovich? What was it yesterday? They
he
before,
was worried about.
You know, they're worried about. It's going to be tough playing Australia. Listen, all the people that have quit off of that team, they still have a good enough team to whack everybody in that.
It says here 10 sneaky good NBA offseason additions. A couple of Malcolm Brogdon by the Pacers. Ed Davis going to the Jazz. He was with the Nets, I believe. A great rebounder. Derek Favors going to the Pelicans from the Jazz. Danny Green to the Lakers. I am not buying into the Danny Green money and shooting repertoire. I'm just not doing it. That guy was Brick City in the playoffs, if you ask me. Ricky Rubio went to the Suns. Gallinari to the Thunder. You think so? CP3 is actually going to play there? Is that what that leads to? I think that's what it is. He's going to actually end up playing there. What'd you think, Carver High? Did you see this story? Maybe we'll have to save it for tomorrow. The NHL has changed in the last 10 years. What's next? Did you get into any of that?
I didn't really get to dive deep into.
Maybe we'll just save that for tomorrow. I did have a lot of NHL stuff this week that I saved that we could do tomorrow night on a pain-free Friday. My last show before I go to Vegas. Don't forget, I'm in Vegas all next week at the D Casino and Hotel down on Fremont Street. View Bar, VUE, second floor of the D every night at 7 Vegas time, 10 East. Mafia and I are live all next week, Monday through Friday, the 26th through the 31st at the D. Come out and see us in Las Vegas live and party at the D. Ruiz is going to fight, in Saudi Arabia against Anthony Joshua. Can't wait for that. Yawn. There you go. Brooks Koepka and Justin Thomas among the leaders after round one of the Tour Championship. Very exciting. Cliff Drysdale reporting live on the Real Radio program that Serena Williams will be playing your favorite Maria Sugapova in round one in their first ever meeting in Flushing Meadows at the U.S. Open at the Arthur Ashe Tennis Center in Queens, New York. Are you excited for the Open cover? Hi.
Not particularly.
Do you think Serena will have another meltdown and blame the officials and the linesmen and the boys and girl ball girls and mad at everyone.
No, I'd like to see somebody new get in there and win. I know in the men, who are we going to – we just got to pick two out of three, right? Nadal, Federer, Djokovic?
Joker.
Which two is it going to be in Joker. The final this time?
Joker.
Okay.
It says here, thanks a lot, Cliff. Cliff Drysdale reporting for the Varela Radio program. John Florence is trying to – this is one of the surfers, best surfers in the world. He got injured, and now he's aiming. He's not going to win the surf championship this year, but he's aiming for the Olympics in 2020. Not ruled out for an Olympic run. The guy is an incredible surfer, and I'm rooting for surfing in the Olympics, Carver High. I'm all for surfing, as you know. I love SoCali Cal and surfing. It's my favorite. Surf City, Huntington Beach, San Diego, near Tijuana, do Tijuana. Don't forget to listen to the show on radio.com. You can listen to all 4 hours. Forget preemptions. Listen to radio.com. For Carver High and Mafia, I'm Pharrell. Good night, everybody.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.